Okay, now we are Bezer Shem continuing in the 7th paragraph of Masech Shavuos. We are up to paragraph Zayin, Mishnah Dalit. V'shekenegdu chashal ha-shvua ketzad. What's a case where shekenegdu chashal ha-shvua and therefore you nishba v'notel, therefore you're going to take a shvua and you're going to get paid by taking a shvua. Achas shvua se'edos, whether it was a shvua se'edos, achas shvua se'edos v'achas shvua se'pikadon, whether it's shvua se'pikadon v'afilu shvua shav, or even if it was a shvua shav, you violated the isser of swearing falsely, and therefore you can't take a shvua anymore. That's a shekenegdo, chashal al shvua, and that's a case where even though normally you'd be the one that has to take the shvua, the other guy is going to be the one to take the shvua now. The one who's going to be notel, who's going to get paid, is going to take the shvua. Hayachin men misachli pekuvia. If one of them is a gambler, a malvu bribis, who lends money with interest, in mafrichayonim, or raises pigeons for money, v'sochre shvius, or does business with shemitah produce, where all these things are absolutely aser, and they're all compromises in people's principles for the sake of money, and then he becomes chayiv in the shvua daraisa sheknegda nishba v'notel. So we flip the shvua around to the other guy. Hayushnehen chashudin. If both of the guys are chashal shvua chazar shvua l'mekoma, then we bring the shvua back to the original person who's supposed to take the shvua. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi's shita. What do you mean? We give him the original shvua. He can't take a shvua. So you say, right, since he can't take a shvua, you're just going to have to pay. Rameir Omer Yachloku. Rameir says, since neither of them could take a shvua, they just split the money. They divide the difference. Mishnah Hey, Vachem V'ni Alpin Kaso Kate said, what's the case of Chem V'ni Alpin Kaso where we said someone is Nishba Benotel? Lo She Yomer Lo. It does not mean that the guy who owns the store tells the customer, Kaso V'Alpin Kasi Shato Chayv Lima Sayim Zuz. It says right here in my notebook that you owe me 200 Zuz. So, therefore, I'm going to swear to that, and I'm going to collect the money. Elo amrlo, but that's not the case. The case is he says, "Tain lebnis hasayim chitin." He's someone told the storekeeper, "Give my son 2 sa'ah of wheat, and I'll pay you later." Tain lepal libsela ma'us. Give my workers 1 sa'ah worth of money, and I'll pay you 1 sa'ah later on. Hu amr nasati. So he says, "I already did. I gave you what you ordered." Vehino amrlo natan. They said, "We never received the order." So who nishpavit? Meaning they were Amazon pirates. I came and took it or something, I don't know. So who nishba v'notel? So the storekeeper swears and then he gets paid. V'hei nishba v'notel, and the workers swear that they didn't get anything and therefore they get paid for their salary that they're supposed to get from the employer, because the employer admitted that he was supposed to pay them, and he thinks that they haven't gotten paid. Amar ben Nanas, but ben Nanas says, how could it be that we make the storekeeper and the workers do something that's going to be a shvua shav? They're going to swear something that's not true, because if they're both telling the truth, I mean, if they're both swearing, one of them is lying, because they're swearing things that are directly, diametrically opposed to one another. So the storekeeper gets money without having to take a shvua, and the workers also get money without having to take a shvua. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Dalit we had said that a case of shekenegdo chashal al shvua could be any type of shvua, that shvua da'araisa, that the person is simply not able to take because he's a gambler, he's a malva beribis, or something like that. But if they were both gamblers or malva beribis, then we have a machlokas. Rabbi Yossi says the person who would have been chayiv the shvua mida'araisa is chayiv that shvua, and since he cannot take that shvua, he's going to have to pay. And Meir says that we split it. And then in Mishnah Hey we said that a case of a chen v'ni alpin kaso is not just that a guy says, oh, it says here in my ledger that you owe me money. It has to be that someone was sent to the storekeeper to pick something up with the deal that he was going to get paid for it later. The storekeeper claims that he made the delivery, and the people claim that they never got it. So the Tanakama holds that the storekeeper could just swear that he already gave it, and then he'll get paid. And the workers who were sent to pick it up could swear that they never got it, and therefore they can get paid. Who was it that disagreed? Ben Nana said that doesn't make any sense, because you're requiring two people to take a shvua that are opposed to each other, and that's just asking for trouble if you're asking two people to take shvuos that are opposed to one another. So therefore, they both get paid without having to take a shvua. Next time, we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav.